Don't look under the internet.
Yeah. I should probably record a video.
It's because it's too much. It's too much going on at Riot Fest.
Should I just go live on YouTube right now?
Yeah.
Fuck it.
It's too much for me to like fathom. Riot Fest is like, oh, here's 12 bands playing at the exact same time. I don't know who to go see because half the time it's like you have like bands you don't even like. Bloody Ankles, Shish Kebab,
football,
your mother's favorite athlete,
mom and dad beat me.
Yeah, like you have, and then you have like fucking Aerosmith. Like, yeah. It's just like the weirdest combination.
Oh, it's great.
Yeah, I'd go see Aerosmith.
Like, you'll have like Bloody Orphan, I Kill All the Time,
Come Girl 8,
Suicide Hotline, and then Ice Cube. And it's like,
what was it like?
Why is he there?
Stanky Pussy Band or whatever?
Mannequin Pussy.
Mannequin Pussy. Right.
To be fair, Mannequin Pussy fucking
that,
slaps.
That was pretty good. Yeah.
That was so good.
And Come Girl 8.
Come
Girl 8 was pretty decent.
But that's why I love Riot Fest, is because you see that on the fucking schedule and you're like,
I gotta see that off the name alone.
Good, right? Holy shit, this is good. And that's why we'll go see Peaches live in concert.
I'm telling you, man. Like, Mina Lori is, we've added so many more to the list of band names. And I'm very proud of the last couple. I gotta have her send me.
Oh, right. You guys just come up with band names as like a
hobby,
right?
Can you add one to the list?
Yeah, we can add to the list. My favorite is still No Free Refills. I think that I will never top No Free Refills.
Band name. That's a good one. Spoot, Poot, and Boogie.
I'm gonna have her send me the band name list so I can read off a couple.
The first ever Deludicore.
Deludicore.
What would Deludicore even be? It'd be like,
no, Deludi. I feel like Deludi music would be the same as that fucking deep internet music that's like technically a genre. Have you guys heard of
what,
that at all?
Fucking, are you talking about Murder Chicks?
No, not even that. Oh my god, there's this it's like it disqualifies itself so quickly that it's barely a fucking genre. It's called deep internet. And the only things that qualify to be a part of that are clips of videos that have under 20 views.
Oh, yeah.
I do remember that.
Murder Chicks was a part of that.
They technically helped, like, kind of start it.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
It's,
okay.
Yes.
All right.
I knew that sounded familiar.
Yeah. It's an interesting genre because after, like, 19 people have heard the song, it's no longer a song.
That's true. Yeah.
Well, welcome
to Don't Look Under the Internet.
Don't fucking do it. You'll find songs that don't exist.
That is Jason.
No, it isn't.
He doesn't exist. He's over 20 views.
I have over 20 views.
I have over 20
views. I don't exist.
That's Doug over there.
Also wrong.
That's right. You have over 20 views as well.
That is true.
How many views do you have?
Oh, I've two, because both my parents are very good supporters.
Aww.
So I am actually still Mike.
All two views.
Yeah, all two views are my parents.
Mike, all two views, Alan.
Mike Two Views, Alan.
That's your rapper name.
Two Views. Two Chainies, eat your heart out, boy. Welcome to Look Under the Internet. Matt's not here. He has a lot of school stuff going on.
Smart.
That boy needs a break.
Dude,
so,
he needs.
So we allowed
so
it.
So we fired him.
We haven't told him yet.
We let him use a PTO day.
Matt, if you're listening to this for the one first time, I'm so sorry.
If this is how you find out.
I hope he makes a video like I did when I was out for a month.
Yeah, well, in your car.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Beautiful.
Just us talking shit about you and you just having
and
to respond.
Reacting. Yeah,
that's great.
I love that.
No, we're back. We're semi-fresh off of our Deludithon live stream, which is a big hit. We raised over $2,100. So
It'll be more. We're going to tally it up.
We're looking
soon.
At, if I was a betting man, we're looking at close, if not a little over $3,000.
It'll probably be like right around $3,000. And by the time you're hearing this, we will have put out an announcement more than likely of what the final total is, because we just hit the end of the month. We're waiting on a few payments to come in from like Patreon, Fourth Wall, etc. So we know exactly where we're at, and then we're going to donate it all to
the American Cancer Society.
And if you were one of our giveaway winners, we have not forgot about you. We need to order shirts and get them to us, and then send them to you.
So we can sign them.
Yeah, we're gonna sign stuff. We're gonna give you the whole works. But be patient with us. We will be reaching out. Probably already, if you're hearing this, we will be reaching out to you to let you know, hey, here's what's going on. Matt has the list of winners. All I can remember is Dushan Mandic won. And it's Fro.
Wow, yeah. That was, I was so happy I was there. It was
Brittany from Buy Me a Coffee, because that was all that was said, just said Brittany. And then it was Dushan Mandic, which made me laugh entirely too hard.
All of us. And if you guys heard the episode that came out, you'll know.
Was that in that episode?
It literally was right before the break. Yeah.
Jesus fucking Christ. And our boy Fro finally.
And it's the whole
night he was giving away that rent money.
All of his rent money.
Yeah. That's probably why he's not here tonight in the chat. He couldn't afford internet.
His internet got cut off.
Oh, Jesus
Fro,
Christ.
We love you, my guy.
Yeah.
We love everyone that came out to Diluti-thon. It was so much fun. My brain got fried so quickly, but I got
very cranky for the last 4 hours.
He did.
Diluti went through all of the 10 stages of acceptance.
Yeah.
It was good. We all got a little bit closer. We all found out that even under very high stress situations, we are all still very good friends, which that was probably the biggest and happiest realization to me.
Yeah.
The four of us haven't put ourselves through that much.
No.
We have, but not the four of us.
Yeah. That was wild, especially since we don't see Matt very often.
Correct.
We all had a really good time, honestly.
Yeah. I also did a little bit of math on it. So we spent the equivalent of, I think it was a 3 months worth of episodes with Matt in one night. Because it was a 24-hour thing, if you take into consideration each episode is roughly about 2 hours, that's 12 hours, which is 12 weeks of content. So we spent roughly around 4 months with Matt.
So a quarter of a year.
We spent a quarter of a year's worth of time with Matt in one night.
All right, you heard it. We don't need to see Matt for another 4 months.
Yeah, Matt, you can just take a sabbatical, buddy. So we decided, going off of that, we're still a little slow in the brain because still coming off it. So I decided to do a little bit of an easier episode today. It's just some shit we found on the internet that we all thought was kind of intriguing and fun.
I just want to address one thing. The 24-hour live video did not save from YouTube's end.
Apparently YouTube saves 12 hours max.
So I'm looking into
what we
can do to get that, because I wasn't about to record a 24-hour video to my computer, which now I'm wishing I did.
Yep.
So if anybody out there recorded it for any reason, let us know, because, right now we don't have any fucking video, which is really kind of sad, because it was our, inception Diluti-thon, and we'd love to do this again every year. So.
Yeah, but is there any other way for a Diluti-thon to happen rather than no evidence of it ever existing?
Yeah, my
everything
favorite part
went so correctly during the stream that this makes sense to it not have been
recorded.
And if you guys specifically send me, if someone specifically recorded the bits where Jason just went on a huge racial tangent, please send that
mics that
to
he's
me.
Done recording on our Spotify catalog.
Please send that to me as well.
When Mike went full dresses Hitler for that 1 hour, that was pretty gnarly.
We agreed to not talk about that on episodes.
I had to bring it up.
I have
up,
more
I'm sorry.
Editing to do. We're just kidding.
I think.
I hope.
You'll never know. Thank you very much, everybody. Like, legitimately, the generosity is insane.
Oh, there's one last thing I want to mention, because nobody has mentioned, or we have one last giveaway.
Oh, yeah. That's
from
right.
Diluti-thon that we're still waiting for someone to find.
Yep.
And nobody's mentioned it. Nobody's said anything.
Nope.
There's
even Mike doesn't know what we're
talking about. Mike's not even sure.
You legit don't know what we're talking about, do you?
No, we only had the three.
No, we had one more.
There was one more.
Was there?
It was hidden.
What?
Yeah.
If you listen to our live episode during the stream.
Yeah.
Someone else is getting a prize, but they don't know it yet.
They do not. They don't, because they haven't messaged us yet.
Yeah. So.
So.
What?
Mike is so
Mike, we'll talk offline.
Okay.
We're not like pulling this is Yeah, not I'm a I'm being 10 a, I'm being serious. Lane. Like we're not like there is another giveaway we are still waiting for.
Yeah. Okay.
And we couldn't say anything until
I probably
now.
Don't remember cuz my brain went to mush most of that night, so.
Well, we literally couldn't talk about it until the episode came out.
We can't even talk we still can't talk about it.
We can't.
We can't.
I can only tell people that there is
there's another giveaway. There's another giveaway. We just are waiting for someone to find it.
Yep.
And that's all we will say.
Did we
right?
put something in like the background or something?
Mike. Chalute. It didn't have any visual effect because we didn't get to save it. But it's I will tell you, it's not a visual thing. It's okay. Something right. that was done.
We'll talk after. We'll talk.
Yeah,
after.
Okay. Thank
I got
you.
I got a couple
listen, Naomi, no spoilers.
I got a couple members yes. that I want to shout out. From the website we have slapping Mothman's ass so hard.
Okay.
We have Tori, okay. Tori from Texas.
Hell yeah.
That's, wait, weren't they already?
They're already.
They
must have switched.
Maybe.
Probably. Oh, yeah. That's switched. Fine.
And then we interact with Tori all the time.
Yeah, and we have Lars Bars.
Lars Bars.
Lars Bars. Over at the Patreon.
Like Lars Ulrich.
Lars Ulrich Bars. We have, did I already say Queso Iraq?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
okay. Yes. We talked about Queso Iraq.
We have Mr. Giggles.
Yeah, this is all live episode.
I think this was all live episode. Yeah.
But they're actual members now.
So well, just go through a list.
Go
it doesn't
fuck
matter.
Mr. Giggles existed, so. And Talon Wise.
Talon Wise.
Talon Wise. Mr. Giggles, thank you for all your donations, by the way.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Yeah.
Very nice of you.
I wish there was video to like ref whatever.
I will make a list for us at some point of everyone who donated during it because right now the last thing I wanted to think about was what we did during fucking Diluti-thon, and now that we're a week or so out, I think we're good.
We assumed that, you know, the video would be there for if we needed
and
to reference it later.
I want to reference back to one last thing for Diluti-thon, and that is to a donator named Hunter.
Oh,
all
yes.
of you guys.
Oh,
it's incredible how much you guys gave. Hunter gave $500.
Yep.
And like the goddamn first couple hours. Yeah.
So I am not in any way clamped. Depreciating anyone's donation, ooh. Whether you donated $1 or $500. Like that money went to a fantastic cause.
You all showed
and,
the fuck up.
And it's we're eternally grateful for that. But I just want to say, I just was flabbergasted that someone out there was, you know, able to donate that much money to.
Have
these idiots
right
to a good
we honestly like not that we didn't think you guys would come out for us but we just didn't expect the turnout that we had that's why we made a $500 and a $1,000 donation tier just because like, we were like whatever like it's funny if it happens it happens but like it happened like right away and I was just like fuck
I
man.
Thought for sure you and I were making a tattoo appointment.
I did and I still will honestly we earned enough where I think it makes sense for us to do that but we'll talk
enough public outrage might convince us to do it
yeah
anyway that's the housekeeping
that is housekeeping
we're guys, 12 guys, minutes in let's get to the let's get out with the episode and what's a better way to get up to the episode with a what are we thinking?
What are you thinking? Happening, clapping.
I threw myself off.
I know. Cause,
what are you drinking? What are you thinking? There's a bottle here and it's empty. Yeah.
I was like, if I say the wrong words, will it mess him up? It did. It did.
It did very much. We are all sipping on some George Dickel column still.
My boy,
sipping on a little Dickel.
Shout out to Dickel.
Shout out to Dickel. I decided to kind of go a little bit above and beyond because this was our inaugural. This is our first recording after Diluti-thon. We're all in need of some whiskey. So this was actually on sale, so it wasn't as expensive. But it's a fucking $120 bottle of whiskey, and it's a combination.
Cheers, I'll drink to that.
It's a collab between Leopold Bros. And
Leopard Bros.
The Leopold Bros.
Leopleurodon.
Leopleurodon. Leopleurodon. Spider-Man's.
It's a magical Leopleurodon.
I will say, I just realized that we have our nice tooth framed, and you can't.
Can't even fucking see it. Tell me when you can see it.
Yep, right there.
But it's not. You have to put the stand up now.
Stop telling
there
me.
You go.
Push it towards.
Anyway,
there we go.
Anyway, but yeah, cheers, boys.
That's fine.
Cheers to Dickel, and cheers to every single person that came out and supported Diluti-thon. This is to you.
To you.
This is to everybody
listeners.
Who fucking showed up.
Thank
and all
you.
Of our listeners. Thank you so fucking much.
Words cannot express. So here's some throat noises.
Dickel.
Deckel.
Anyway, while they're doing that thing. So our topic today.
No.
It's a smorgasbord.
Nailed it.
It is.
It's basically us. We all just found something that we thought was a little interesting online, and we just want to chat to each other about it. We've still done these before. The algorithm apparently loves when we do these, so we thought,
Let's
go for number 40, you know?
Why not?
Who wants to go first?
I'll go last, because mine's short.
Your spot's been taken, my guy.
Yeah, you want me to kick it off?
Go for it. You just want to go in order?
Yeah, sure. Fuck it.
Cool.
So mine, it needs a semi-visual aid here. So whoever edits this video.
Okay.
If
you could just say Jason.
Jason, if you can just splash up this one image.
Okay.
That's all I really need for reference. All
right.
So this is a subreddit called Celebrity Number 6. Okay. And what we get out of it. Is back in January of 2020, a Redditor named Tonsta, T-O-N-S-T-A-H, they posted on Reddit about these curtains with like pop-up,
is
like
backwards
pop art.
For hot snot?
Hat snot.
Hat snot?
Hat snot.
That's fair.
So they bought these curtains that from a shop in Finland that had like pop art-esque versions of like celebrities, and I'll show you what I mean. And this is when you could put the picture up. So this is the fabric, the curtain that they bought. Okay, bunch of celebrities on it. Okay, so with this, they were using these fabrics. They bought them back in 2008, and they're using them all the way up basically until 2020 when they're like, hey. I don't know who half of these fucking people are. So they went to r/tip of my tongue. And they
Dude,
asked.
I didn't know who any of those people
were. Oh, no, you will. Trust
All I
me.
Saw was I'll, what I'll, looked like Rey from Star Wars.
Keep that in mind.
Oh, okay.
Because that's funny because I had similar thoughts. Keep that in mind.
All right.
So, Daisy Ridley.
Thank you.
So,
I couldn't think of the name.
Yeah. So,
it was
anyway.
On the tip of my tongue.
It was on the tip of your tongue, just like the Reddit. So, she goes on they own their subreddit and they're like, hey, I got this tapestry, but I don't know who all of these celebrities are. Can you help? And so, Reddit. Went to work, and they're like, hey, you know, we found out who a couple of these guys are. And through digging up old photos and just general pop know-how, they were able to figure out 7 celebrities. There's 8 in total.
Yep.
Celebrity number 1, they found out, was a model named Adriana Lima. And I'll show you the pictures and everything.
Yeah, yeah. I do want to see them.
Celebrity number 2 is Josh Holloway from Lost. Here, right here. I'll go in order for here.
Yeah.
So celebrity number 1 is Adriana Lima. That's celebrity number 1. And obviously. They just labeled them on the fabric.
And they've got the picture.
If I were to look up, right next to it. If I was to look up this image, what would I search?
Oh, yeah. Celebrity number 6.
Oh, nice.
Yep. And celebrity number 2 is
the weird one.
Celebrity number 2 is Josh Holloway. He is from Lost.
Yep. Obviously.
Number 3 was, again, Adriana Lima.
Go back up. Keep going. To Adriana Lima?
Yes.
Now go back down?
Mm-hmm. I'll get to there. I'll get to it. Just wait. Celebrity number 4, Jessica Alba.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. Celebrity number 5 is Travis Fimmel, who was a...
Holy shit, that's fucking...
He was a model, and then he was the star in
Vikings.
Yep.
Yeah, Ragnar Lothbrok.
Mm-hmm. Celebrity number 7 was Ian Somerhalder. The Smolderholder.
Dude, this is ephemeral sensations all
the,
over
the
again.
The Smolderholder. Somerhalder, who is also from Lost.
Over the boulder. Over the shoulder boulder.
Celebrity
boulder
8
smolder.
Right, was okay. Orlando
over
Bloom.
Over the shoulder Smolderholder.
Yeah. And number 8 was Orlando Bloom.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, you might have noticed that I skipped over celebrity number 6.
They made him look way more like Zorro than he should.
Actually, so that's just how he looks in general.
No, look at the picture next to him.
Yeah, this
look
picture.
Look at that picture next to him. He looks like Elmo.
I'm going to get to it, but this is from a Japanese photo shoot of 2003.
Oh, okay.
Yes. So this is like Legolas Orlando Bloomer here.
I'm going to just pop this image up.
This is Pirates of the Caribbean.
Over us for a couple seconds.
Okay. I don't
make your life easier.
Oh, yeah. Go for it. Are you doing the actual fabric? Are you doing the fabric?
You're doing great.
Or no. Just the one...
It's the fabric with some, like, overlay.
Okay, so the one celebrity they weren't able to figure out who it is this. This one right here. Celebrity number 6. They were not able to figure out who this person was.
Isn't that... So we're talking about this person right here in the blue, huh?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now...
The one that doesn't have a fucking plastered image on top of it that you're looking at
now,
if you're on
here's
YouTube.
The thing. No one can figure out who the fuck celebrity number six is. There was a list on Reddit of over 200 celebrities from Nicole Kidman down to River Phoenix. Okay?
That is all of them.
And you're probably like, how? I'll get there. So, a little bit of sleuthing goes on, and Reddit finds an eBay listing with the exact same fabric, but this time instead of it being a blue color, it's red color. Reddit was able to take the product number, the product ID number from this eBay listing, and basically dig back and find it from a company in the Czech Republic called Latke Mraz, who was manufacturing this. Okay. From there, from going through Latke Mraz, Reddit was able to find the companies that supplied Latke with their cotton. They found Robert Kaufman Company, Michael Miller, and Clothworks. All three have denied producing this fabric. So now gets a little deeper. Reddit's like, well, we can't find who made it, so we can't find who produced the imagery, right? So Reddit's like, well, what's the best way of figuring out who this is? And they go, okay, I got an idea. Everyone in unison is basically like, here's what we're going to do. We're going to find each individual picture that matches exactly with the pictures on the fabric, okay? Now, we have a little bit of a timetable here, okay? Reddit was able to make a time frame for when these photos took place. One of the photos from Adriana Lima, that one that you're like, hey, buddy, they look different. Remember this one?
Yeah.
This one is from 1999.
And the other one's from?
The other one is a lot later.
2007?
I think 2005, because the one from 2007 is Jessica Alba. And that is the latest one that they have found. So our timetable is from 1999 to 2007. So with that, they were able to line up the original Reddit posters' credibility. They said they purchased the curtains in 2008. They're okay, this lines up.
Yeah.
With this information, they also found out that all of these pictures that were used on this fabric were from Getty Images. So every single picture that they found that matched identical with the pictures on the curtains they found on Getty's
Images. What was that picture? Celebrity number six. When was that picture taken?
Who's buying these
curtains?
When was
that picture taken, Mike?
Nobody knows. You're going to find out. I'm getting to that. So again, no one knows who this celebrity is.
We're skipping over the big question.
I know. I'm sorry.
Who the hell is buying this curtain?
That's actually the big question.
The finish, because it was a shop in Finland.
So okay, what you're saying is, if I do want to fulfill my dream to moving to Finland,
yeah,
I have to first buy this.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I don't know if that's my dream anymore.
So no one knows who this celebrity is. They can't pinpoint any pictures that match who the fuck this is. And if they do, then there's like slight differences and shit. So for example, a bunch of theories went into play here.
For example, I don't have
any. Actually,
I do, but I'm getting into it later. I don't want to cut it. I don't want to jump
excited.
Ahead. I was so fascinated
with
this.
Dude, I'm seeing it in your eyes. You are into this.
I can hear it in your voice, actually.
With this time frame from 99 to 07, one Redditor searched every single Getty's photo from 1999
ever?
To 2007.
Yeah, it's Reddit.
Not every single one. They were able to specifically find a photographer.
Oh, they narrowed it down to...
They narrowed it down to a photographer that Latke that was attached to.
Did they seriously compare the files to see which specific fucking... Are you kidding
me? Because they could not find any other way to prove for sure who this celebrity is than just, does this picture identically line up with the one on the fabric? That was the way they did it. And they were able to do that with every single celebrity except number six. They found the perfect match to every photo on Getty Images, except for celebrity number six. Could not find celebrity number sixes. I warrant back to this one. It's the exact same photo.
This is when they don't know.
This is when they stop lining up, which I'm a little pissed because I didn't see it before.
And that's like, that one lines up.
Yeah. There is one that lines them all up. I think it's
the one that
here we go.
Had up on the screen.
Lines them all up.
Right.
So, So anyway, we get a little bit of closure here. And by a little bit, I mean, it's up to you to decide. So people are theorizing like a motherfucker. When I first saw the image of the person, Doug, like you, I thought that was fucking Daisy Ridley.
That's right. I
saw it just like briefly and I was like, oh, okay.
But it can't be her because the photos are from 1999 to 2007.
Right.
So it cannot be her.
And this photo,
at least you would think, came out
in 2008.
Huh? Yeah, the curtain did.
The curtain.
But Daisy Ridley wasn't around that like an actress then.
She wasn't around as an actress, no, but like surely she had photos taken of her.
But she would have been young. Daisy Ridley's like my age.
Okay.
So she would have been like 20 years younger. She would not look like this. This is like Daisy Ridley now. Remember, this is at best 2007. At that point, right, Daisy Ridley would have been like 13.
Oh, you know, you're right.
Yeah.
But so if that's not, then it's probably not Daisy Ridley.
Exactly. Or is it? Because get the load of this. So, hang on. So we get semi-closure. And I say semi-closure because it's still up in the air who this person is. So Redditors were able to find a photo of a woman named Philippa Hamilton. And it lined up almost exactly.
Search that.
Philippa with an F. Almost exactly.
Philip with
and
A.
They even they sent her an Instagram message of the curtain. They're like, yeah. Hey, is this you? And she's like, yep, that's fucking me. Everyone's like, oh shit. And she even sent a couple example photos.
But when was the picture that
lined up?
It lined up
in the same time frame and everything. It was about 2004, I believe.
It was 2004,
but here's
okay.
The issue. Here's the issue. The pictures that she sent over for proof, none of them exactly matched the picture.
So this is what I've found. I've popped it up on our screen.
I see what you're talking
about.
None
of them match exactly. They're dangerously close, but they don't match. And here's the thing. All the other celebrity images, if you look at the other celebrity images, none of them are like edited immensely. You know what I mean? Like the details are still there.
No, look at his
the hair.
No, the left eyebrow.
Yeah, but it's like,
now look at his left eyebrow.
Yes, but what I mean is they didn't like edit shit out.
What I'm saying is that's not the same.
Yeah. Jason, it just looks like you're talking to this picture that I have up on screen right now, and it's really funny.
So even this one, the biggest edit that was done, this picture of Orlando Bloom is from a 2003 Japanese magazine. They didn't use it here because they're fucking idiots, but the big the biggest difference in this picture that they edited out, his hands are about right here, and he's holding a necklace. But that's easy to edit out because you just crop it white to match the shirt.
Or crop a V and
done.
They're gone, right?
Exactly, done. So that's the most editing that has been done. So when Philippa sent over the pictures, everyone's like, well, it looks almost right, but an artist, they're not going to go out of their way to edit this one person's image heavily and not the others.
Especially when, like, in the photo, Doug, can you pull those back up just so I can see what the fuck I'm talking about? I don't care if it's on screen or not.
While it's pulling up.
Yeah, that right there. So if you look at it, you can definitely see that, like, so the fabric version of it, it's almost like a dead on, like, eyes center looking straight ahead.
Mm-hmm.
The closest one that they could find, you can definitely tell it's kind of like a cocked head. The only way I can see it happening is if they just took the face and created everything else around it.
Yeah. And now
they really fucked the lips up too.
Yeah. Really well, did. And again, keep in mind, there were no photos of Philippa Hamilton that matched perfectly. Every single other photo on the fabric had a photo that matched perfectly.
100%
match, except
right.
Celebrity number six. So everyone's like, I don't think that's the one. To add even more mystery to it, when they found the photographer that did all this shit for Getty Images, they asked that guy, and he's like, you know, I don't remember exactly who I used for this image, but I can tell you right now, I used some photos from Hello Magazine in 2015, going back to Daisy Ridley. But here's the problem with that. That contradicts our timeline of 1999 to 2007. And people are like, he must be boggers, because how could it match up when the Redditor claimed they purchased them in 2008. So that adds a little bit of more mystery.
I found the discrepancy.
See what I mean?
I found the discrepancy. Go ahead, keep going.
So everyone's still like, everyone kind of agrees that Philippa Hamilton is more than likely the best case scenario who this is. And there are some photos from a magazine photo shoot of Philippa that weren't released to the public, but were on the photographer's like portfolio, and some of those hidden photos looked a little bit closer to our photo of celebrity number six. So people are saying, hey, maybe it's just a photo that was never publicly published, and it is a Philippa Hamilton. It was just in the guy's portfolio,
and that's fair.
Now here's the other thing. Another possibility is Brad Pitt. And I know that sounds crazy because you saw the picture, but hear me out. Watch this. So there is a damn good photo out there that matches very well. But you want to know what the problem is? Here it is. Ready?
Yeah.
Here's the picture. You might be thinking, how is it Brad Pitt? That's a picture of Brad Pitt right there. Now, here's the problem. The shading and everything matches almost identically. The shirt even does. The hair is a bit off, but it is very dark in that original picture where the person making the tapestry might have just went a little freeform. Here's the issue that this image isn't showing, though. The ears do not match up. It's not showing on this image. The article cuts it off, but the ears don't match up. The ears on Brad Pitt are a bit bigger than the ears on the tapestry.
Well, even the crown of the lip is yes. the same.
But now you see why it can be confusing, because that is a very identical picture.
That's so close.
And if
that's closer than any of the ones that I saw of the person who claims that is her.
Mm-hmm. And it's so hard to find out who this is, because it's such a generic image of just white person. People are like, who the fuck is this? To the point where they even got AI involved. Right. Someone went through and meticulously created AI representations of who this can be. And you get women, you get men of all different designs and styles. And it could be this person. It's hard to say who the fuck this person is.
Oh my God, people even did like the...
It's even going to like Val Kilmer. People think this is Val Kilmer. And it's such a big like... conspiracy online. Everyone is under the assessment that it is this Philippa Hamilton woman, because so far it is the closest what we get.
Look at the eyes, though. Those don't fucking make
sense.
Not
only the eyes, but my issue getting away with this is the Celebrity Number 7's shirt that they're wearing.
Six?
It's like this, like...
There's a lot of fucking people saying that it's Brad Pitt, like, confirmed soul.
Yeah, because... did you see the picture that I just put up?
Yeah, no, I did. I don't see that at all.
I could definitely say that there are probably elements
now, here's my issue with it.
Of Brad Pitt taken.
When I see the tapestry image, what I see, the shirt that they're wearing looks like one of those like beige safari kind of shirts. You know what I mean?
Yeah, 100%.
And no one has worn that yet. And it looks like she might be wearing like a lanyard or something.
That's a tattoo, right?
No, I don't... This Y?
No, the marking in between the Y.
I think that's a button, like a collar button, like a short collar button.
That is a wild-looking collar button.
Well, everything's wild, because there's only white and blue. You can't really see much of anything. You
know, yeah, I think...
Because, like, here's another button, I think, for reference, and I think this is just a collar button. But, like, that's...
I'm into this.
Exactly! Who the fuck is this person? The vast majority, and when I say vast majority, I would say maybe, like, 75% are like, all right, this is probably Philippa Hamilton. But you have that other group that's like, no, because we haven't found a perfect match. This subreddit is 9,000 strong now of people dedicating their time to finding the perfect match.
Oh, dude, I'm sure RBI got involved at some point too.
Actually, not only did RBI, but a person that works at Congress, they work for the Library of Congress for archiving. They got them involved, and even they're like, we don't know.
We have no idea.
So it's fucking crazy.
Now let's get to the most important question: why do we care?
I care because I think just general curiosity. It's one of those things where, because it's not finished, you found all but one.
It's like when no one says, oh my God, I finally 99%ed a game.
Mm-hmm.
No one fucking says that.
Mm-hmm.
It's that one piece of information we're missing.
Exactly. But I honestly, I fully see the Brad Pitt.
I mean,
like straight up, I see the Brad Pitt.
I feel like that's a stretch, honestly.
It's the eye.
Yeah,
but
I see what you mean.
If you look at the crown of the lip, it's different.
Yeah.
The hair, it's different.
I think it's because it's like, and it's part of the way they cropped it, but it's like perfect stance. The shirt kind of adds up. You got the little dark line here, you got the hair here.
The shirt makes sense to me because of shading.
The hair a little, the shade against the face does too.
But it doesn't have the pocket, the right pocket.
Like it doesn't. No, you're 100% right. It does not.
Oh, yeah.
So like, but again, it could be from the same photo shoot, but different shirt maybe.
What the fuck?
And even the ones, like, people say it's fucking River Phoenix, like Celebrity Number 6.
I saw a good one that showed Evangeline Lilly.
Yeah, Evangeline Lilly is one of them too. Like, it's insane how many people you can just pair to this. Hang on.
If it was the same person, they look very different.
It's just insane the amount of people that this looks like.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Number 6. River Phoenix.
It's a Weird Al.
It's James Earl Jones. I knew it.
Nailed it.
Pre-Death Star.
Like, it got to the point where people were overlapping celebrities' faces onto this, and it matched up with, like, 200 fucking celebrities. That's where that list came from. Because someone just took this image, and they just slapped it on celebrities' faces, like, hey, look, it's this guy.
Transparency.
Yeah, but, like someone also...
the fucking Peru aliens.
Yeah, but someone also debunked it, because they're like, you can slap this on just about anybody, and it matches up, because there's, like, no detail in this photo. It's like, that's where the issue comes into play. Since there's no detail on the photo, it's so hard to tell who this fucking person is.
You want my theory?
What?
This is
it's a game theory.
This is it's just every man.
But then, so I don't know. And you say it's an everyman, but why would they put an everyman in a bunch of celebrity in a thing with a bunch of celebrities? Well, and here's another thing. Sorry, I forgot about this. This is one of the main things. So a lot of people think it is Evangeline Lilly. Okay. Because there are already two actors that were on Lost at that time, and Evangeline Lilly was on Lost at that point as well.
Oh.
So people think it's just from a photo shoot of Evangeline Lilly that just hasn't been found yet. And we got our
Ephraim Ross.
No, we can't go back into that.
So straight up, like, it's just a fact. It's so fascinating to me. And like, look, like, even no, River Phoenix. Like,
you're
not
fucking wrong. Like, this, if you look at this and like on paper, if you were to write down on paper,
this is the dumb shit that I would go insane over.
100%. But like, if you were to write this down, the concept of this down on paper, and then hand it to me, and I would like, I have to read it, I would absolutely be like, yeah, I don't fucking care at all.
Was that in the shot?
Yeah. Was it seriously?
Not anymore.
There we go. It's just, it's insane to me. And like, again, here's the list of everyone that they think it could be. And it, like, other people. It's fucking like... nuts.
Just didn't notice. All right.
It's that's all I really got on this thing. But I could go on about this. Like, if I, oh, I wish it's a YouTuber named, was it Wank?
I don't know, Mike.
Wang.
Is it Wank?
I think it's Wang.
Wang.
Hang on, I gotta look it up. But he does a really good video on it.
These episodes are the most deludy shit ever, simply because it's none of us know what the fuck we're getting into.
It's pretty great, I'm not gonna lie.
And I didn't know I was gonna care about this, but here I am caring about it.
I know, and that's what gets me. That's what gets me. Wang. It is Wang. Yeah, Wang goes over a huge thing.
Okay.
And like he like puts like the face up against like...
Wank was better.
He puts the face along with like other faces. And again, you see how people would think this is Brad Pitt or River Phoenix or Evangeline Lilly, because it looks just fucking like them.
I'm probably going to go home and look into this at some point.
I'm going to just go buy the blanket.
Stare at it every day.
Curtains, oh yeah, here's the image of Orlando Bloom. Yeah.
Yep.
But you see they cropped out the hands, but it's you know
perfect
easy.
Perfect match. Though.
You know how easy that is, cuz it's just white to just crop out the hands. Yeah, so
the middle of his
perfect fucking match.
The middle of his hands and whatever he's holding actually looks like what is in the middle of fucking the Mystery Celeb show.
Oh.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, it might be. Oh yeah, there's no people think this is him.
You're right.
Yeah. But yeah, it's just nuts how
Jesus.
You can just pair this with anybody. People think it's Sting. Like
what?
Not the wrestler, the musician.
Right. That's what I figured.
No, it's the wrestler.
It's the wrestler. Yeah, like I said, like people use like AI to try to like figure out who this person is. It's a full-blown fucking mystery, dude. I'm fucking here for it. Because it's such an innocent, dumb
It is thing. Dumb. Like, it's so stupid, and I shouldn't care about it. But fucking, I do. I want to know who that is.
Right?
Why are there no blankets?
Why are there no blankets? There probably are now. Anyway, that's my mystery. That's my Reddit mystery, celebrity number 6.
I like that one.
Me too. I'm glad you did.
Mambo number 5.
I hate that you can't tell us who that is, but...
I'm on the train with it being one of three people. It is either the Filipino, I forgot her name already, Filipa lady, or it's Evangeline Lilly, or it's Brad Pitt. Like, I saw that picture and I'm like...
I think it's a combination. I think it's just an amalgamation of those.
But why would they spend time doing Brad Pitt. That? Why would they spend time editing that when they did that with no other photos?
You know what really sucks?
We're talking about it, right?
That's true. But you know what really sucks? There's probably some guy out there who's seen this like go viral and just was like, I'm just not going to say anything.
Well, and the other thing. So
100%.
So I lied a little bit. I didn't think it mattered then, but I'll say it now. Out of the three... distributors that they found, I believe it was Clothworks. Both of the other ones denied having anything to do with it and deny the production. I think it was Clothworks. I said that we are not legally obliged to give out that information. So everyone took it as a denying, because in theory,
that's where you just lie.
Well, in theory,
that's your answer. You just lie.
And in theory, they don't want to give out the information because this has celebrities' faces on it. They don't want to get sued or anything like that. So, a lot of people out there think that one of these guys do have the original image, just don't want to give it out.
They just don't want
to
say.
They did a.
They just don't want to give it away.
They did the old
for lawsuit. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I don't know anything.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm done.
That tracks.
Cool. We'll take a shot, and then Jason
is
going to
go piss.
His penis. Spiss.
Actually, let's do a shot after I pee.
Piss.
We'll mark it so we know.
Yeah, I got to.
Oh, wait. While you're doing that, I'm going to go over these band names.
Cool. Okay. I'm going to go piss too.
Oh, did you already stop it? It's still recording?
It's still recording. I just flagged it.
You're going to go pee as well?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, keep this in. I'm going to go over band names that me and my wife. Oh, yeah. I mean, you don't have to. You keep it in if you want to. And you keep it in if you want to. Anyway, this is for you, Discord. Here are the list of metal band names that me and my wife came up with. Nipple Stuff. Corn Syrup Grandpa. Tallywhacker High. Fondant Husk. That's one of my favorites. Bitch Knife. That's a good one. Sump Pump Empanada. Horse Ointment. Murder Suck. Boat Delay. Bird Hospice. Googly Eye Sunrise. Gemini Blitz, which I think sounds like a synthwave band, and I think that's dope as fuck. Grapegasm. Butthole Symphony. Erection Deflection. Sad Clam. Dyslexic Clitoris, and clitoris is misspelled. Nut Allergy. Seasonal Orifice. Pringle Can't. No Free Refills. Gum Paste Grommet. Drowning in Denim. 17 Gumballs. Clown Titties. Yeti Ass. Morbid Shopping Cart. Vampire Handshake. Old Lady Hands. Reverse Burp. Rabid Snail. Menacing Penguin. Midnight Squirrel. Treecock. Craig and the Gargoyles. Log Cabin Express. Burger Hands. I Have Allergies. Person Dust. Ghost Laxative. Jesus Has a Cameo. Writhing Moistly. Just Jizz. 3 Minute Surprise. Oops All Spiders. Monkey Knife. Knuckle Guzzlers. Punctured Memories. Unexplained Rustling Sound. Just Jeff. Children Falling Down a Well. Gary the Grill Thief. Horny for Ghosts. Witch on the Go. Bourbon Jerker. I Love Wombats. His Jiggly Penis. Tiny Testicle Tambourine. Too Many Goats. It's All Wet. Smells Burger. Deb Dolphin. Full of Good Pants. 50% Moist Liquid. Trouser Staining Madness. Casual Henry Winkler, which I think sounds like a ska band. Hermit Gang. More of the Naked. Nathan and the Fillions, which I'm actually surprised that that's not a band name already. More Squids. Corn Penis. Boulder Gerbil. Casual Clown Nose. Cocker Corn. Cheese Rat. We have a lot of these, by the way. I'm like not even halfway done. But I'm going to keep going until they come back downstairs. Bridal Meat Doll. Legally Bugs. Spaghetti Elf. Sphincter Polar. Daddy Hot Pocket. Bubba Gump's Pimp. Krusty Pancake. Ghost Pervert. Dan.
Just Dan.
Spooky Moose. Giant Spooky. Lil Sperm, which is my rap name. Taco Debacle.
Oh, your rap name is Two Views.
Two Views. Soft Gummy. Duffel Dick. Dickle Duck. Jason's on a Boat. Monkey Dick.
That's
Spooky Chicken. Spooky Woods at Night, Toy Box Hangover, Let's Be Friends, Clown Balloon Penis, Dale Breadsticks, which is my dad's rap name.
Worn out for Clown Girl, yep. Long
Kevin. Expendable Anus, Fucked Up Fish.
What are we listening to?
These are the names of the metal bands that Laura and I came up with. Yep. Okay. Bowl of Bitch Sauce, Polysexual Sauce, Oh God, Those Beans, Cocaine and Dildos, Randy and the Dildos, Disturbingly Tall Chair.
That's a podcast if I ever
really tall podcast.
Diarrhea or Diabetes, you choose. Bedtime Bedazzle, Midnight Goose.
Great.
Yogurt Barbie.
How many more of these are there?
I have like 10 more.
Oh, cool.
Midsummer Morbidity. Dick for Dan. Meat Pouch. Canoe Brian. Hella Squeegee. Wacky Dave's Artificial Nacho Crunch. Wikipedia Grandma. Optimum Mime. Fat Sperm. Troublesome Titties. Good Time Fornication. And Bonnie Flex Seal.
Bonnie Flex Seal.
Yep, y'all missed.
When do things not make the list?
those last ones that we just heard sound like every one of those bands in the same genre as Tony Danza's Tap Dance Extravaganza.
Yeah, there's one called Nathan the Fillions, which I'm sure is a ska band. So
I'm sure.
Yeah. Also, Casual Henry Winkler, which I'm pretty sure is like a ska band.
You can't have four horns, or you can't have anything less than four horns in that band.
Y'all also missed out on Legally Bugs.
What's the alternative?
Children Falling Down a Well.
Illegally Animals.
Yeah, Just Jizz. 3 Minute Surprise, which is a good one. And Vampire Handshake, and I'll stop there.
That's a 3 Minute Surprise.
3 Minute Surprise.
I can't keep thinking about this. Mm-hmm. Are we wowieing the
Zowie?
Yeah,
we're wowie
Zowie. Wowie Zowie.
Wowie Zowie.
Damn.
I am so happy that is audible and is making it.
That is like the damn son, like
damn son, where'd you find this?
Except we just got cum zoned.
Part of me is
Trapaholics to give, real trap to give, shit.
I kinda wanna give J-Death the authority just to turn his mic on, or like on whenever.
I need him to just send us a bunch of clips that we can put as on buttons the on the soundboard.
That'd be great.
Cum zone.
Zum cone.
Dicks and cocks. Dicks and cocks.
That's one of them for fucking sure.
Well, cheers, idiot.
Cheers. Cheers.
Oh, yeah. Bowl of Bitch Sauce was one of my band names, by the way.
That's a great one.
Yeah, you said that.
Oh,
yeah.
I was going to let him have his moment. Doug says, fuck you.
Cheers. People like Bowl of Bitch Sauce. Anyway, so what are we doing now?
Mike Eats One Baked Potato for Dinner should be one of the band names.
It really should be. That's a great one, because it's true.
Or Mike Eats Bowl of Beans.
Well, there was one of them was, Oh God, Those Beans.
Oh God, Those Beans.
Anyway, where are we at, boys?
I think it's my turn to share.
Oh, yeah, and Cheese Rat.
To give my show and tell. What I read on Reddit. Actually, it wasn't on Reddit at all. Mine?
I don't think any of these are on Reddit except for mine now that we are doing this.
Actually, now that you say that, I don't think any of them are. So mine's a little bit of a different direction. Although, well, same vein, I guess. Have either of you two?
No.
Cool. So.
I've never YouTube'd.
No, have you heard of the town Doveland, Wisconsin?
I cannot say that I have.
Have you ever heard of it, Mike?
No.
No? Well, a lot of people have not. And that's doesn't seem weird, but apparently some people have heard of it. And the reason I'm even mentioning this is a lot of people are wholeheartedly convinced that this has never been, was never, and it will never be a town. However, there are a lot of people claiming to have family who have lived there for several years. There are people claiming to have been there themselves, remembering like a husband has lived there or been there. The general consensus is that Doveland, Wisconsin does not exist. However, you can find like
maps.
You can find shirts. You cannot find maps. You can find like merch that was bought there, like from like a high school. You can find people who are convinced. You can find people who have been stationed there because apparently it was a military town.
Can you find shirts that say Mothman ate my whole ass at a Denny's in Dublin?
I have Maybe. That shirt just without the Dublin.
So let's go back to the very beginning of this mystery. In 2015, nowhere on the internet before 2015 have we ever heard of a mention of Doveland, Wisconsin. However, this is where we find somebody mentioning something about some having memories of their husband stationed in Doveland, Wisconsin. And they have many, many memories of having their husband being out of town or gone away on trips, but they didn't live there for very long. And there are so many of these different stories of people being like, yeah, I know people who live there. I know people who live there. If you look at a map, if you look at any kind of record database, there's just fucking nothing. Absolutely nothing. And that most towns, like, they keep records of shit, right? Like, in order to be a town, you have to have a post office.
Yeah, I mean, even Silent Hill has
a
post office.
Is that what, right. what makes yes. a town?
Just, yep. That's why my parents live in the township of La Fox, because it has literally two houses, half a general store, and a post office. Hmm. And that is it. Yeah. Post office cool. is what turns into a town. However, if you look up any kind of records, so all states have official, like, state archives. So if you were to go to Wisconsin State Archive, you would be able to find something about the town of Doveland. However, there's just nothing.
Did Absolutely it get absorbed nothing. Into Door County?
Yeah, maybe. Honestly, maybe.
Not as many doors as I wanted over there.
You would think that finding even a town that doesn't exist anymore would be easy to find, right? Like, if there were any kind of record of it.
You no, would someone would have to have a record.
There has to, somebody wrote something down about
like a
Doveland.
Postcard or a photo,
like a I was here in Doveland.
Look at me, and mom.
It's a postcard, and it's just a guy in a fucking like an outhouse.
I mean, maybe.
Well, Wisconsin is a shitty place. Actually, I like Wisconsin a lot. So.
Same. I actually love Wisconsin.
You know where we don't like it.
Corbin, Kentucky.
Kentucky.
Go fuck yourself.
Kentucker.
Whoa.
Sorry. Can't do that.
Illinois is a shitty place.
Do you guys know of any towns, famously, that are just not there anymore?
Silent Hill.
Yeah, Silent Hill.
I wouldn't even say that one, because that town is still there.
But it's hard to get to.
It's very hard to get to, but it's still there. You know what I mean?
Pawnee, Indiana.
I'm trying when to I say when I
I'm
say
trying
it's
to think
not
of
there,
things that aren't insensitive.
When I say, ooh, I think I know where your brain is right now, and I'd ask you to not. When I say it's gone, I don't mean that there's no people.
You mean like infrastructure wise, like the whole
nothing.
State of Indiana?
Literally nothing. There's no buildings. There's no electric.
Like Gary, Indiana. No... Do you know Gary, Indiana is just like a fucking ghost town?
Yeah, that's why Matt lives there.
He's the only, yeah. He's Matt the is only the only resident of Gary, Indiana. But no, like literally there's legit no record of buildings. There's no nothing. And even if you go to the place where this is supposed to be, there's nothing there. So we have a town that people remember, which apparently never existed. There are a bunch of theories. Now, here is where...
Yeah, if it never existed, how do we have people talking about it?
That's exactly. That's what I'm saying. Now, at first, I thought this was like a weird, warped Mandela effect, but
this is some Twilight Zone shit.
You have to have some smidge of truth to have everybody latch onto it to make it a Mandela effect, because you have to know who Nelson Mandela is, or you have to know this, that, or the other. Everyone keeps dropping the name Doveland, Wisconsin.
What if they were just like wrong and it was like Doveland, Michigan?
That would be fucking hilarious.
Dublin.
Dublin, Ireland. Oh, that's okay. Now I don't even know why I'm talking about this. There are a lot of theories about how does this group hallucination, and if it's not a hallucination, mass amnesia and just erasure from reality, how does this fucking happen? So here's what I'm going to do with this. So Do you guys have any questions about the premises of like anything about this town? The town was in Wisconsin. It said it was just erased, and there are no traces of it being there. I want you guys to ask me questions. If you have anything that you need clarified about the statement that I just told you, I will do so. But then I'm going to go on to some theories that have been put forward. And what I want you guys to do is discuss about which ones are most probable.
Before you go into theories about how it disappeared, like how do we know this place exists? Like you said, like people talk about it, but like...
There's physical like proof of this.
Are you going to go into that or...
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
What I want to do is... I don't want to give any of the like the hard evidence away.
Oh, gotcha. Because
this is a giant, like, this is a huge thing online, apparently. Amongst conspiracy theory circles, like, where the fuck did this town go? Why do so many people remember this town existing? Why do people claim they've lived there?
Because that's what I want to know more of. I want to know, where is this proof that it even existed to begin with?
Where is the proof?
Yeah. I want to know what the proof is.
Well,
it's in the pudding.
Unfortunately,
the
only proof that we can find is the existence of these testimonials from people who have extremely detailed memories, and a lot of them, of either being there themselves, having family that were there, et cetera, et cetera.
And people are like known to be wrong, though. Like, I can make up a whole backstory. You could have someone having like sundowns. I was like, I remember when LBJ was president, and my daddy came home from walking 10 miles with lasagna and his pets.
Cool. Person in California, person in New York. Both of them never met each other whatsoever. Both of them have claimed that Doveland, Wisconsin exists, and both of them have claimed that.
That is interesting.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
were they living there at one point, or?
All the stories that exist about Doveland, Wisconsin come from people that are scattered across the country. I have a bunch of different like quotes and stuff from people who claim to have either been there, had family that lived there, or lived there themselves.
Now, were they children, or were they adults that did this testimony?
I have a mix.
Okay.
All right. Well, I guess my only question would be, have you ever really been far, even as decided to use, even go want to do look more like?
I have a question as well. No. Does spider have puss-puss?
How many meatballs?
If you want to know the answer to that, stay tuned for our bonus where we discuss meatballs and spider pussy.
Where we take nothing seriously.
Yeah, anyway, continue. So I want to hear some of these testimonials.
I need you, before we go into testimonials and evidence, I need you guys to fucking, come on, give me something. Discuss this shit. Like, what, how?
I've been asking you questions the whole time. What are you talking about?
I guess my whole thing is, like.
How would this happen?
Well, the government.
You're onto something. You're in the right direction.
I mean, they're pretty good at just, like, making things away.
When you say you have.
Government interference.
Everybody died.
Mass death. Okay. So two theories, government. When you say mass death,
you have testimonials on people that claim to have lived there or had experiences there.
What was the population?
I asked children and adults, but like, do you have a mix of testimonials of people that grew up there as children and people that were adults that lived there?
Well, no, I'm literally asking like what the population was. Like, did they, like you say the town disappeared?
I can't verify it. Okay. Nobody can.
Well, my thing is,
are any of the testimonials from people who were there or lived there?
Yes.
But everybody, the town vanished. I'm having a hard time.
Why do you think we're talking about?
Here's my question.
What's up?
All these testimonials, are they from people who were kids that grew up in Dublin? They're adults talking.
But
about
there are some that are people who grew
a kid can misremember a lot of
There are more adults that were adults living in Dublin.
So
Wisconsin.
When they got these testimonials, they're like way
most
older
of them
now.
are adults that were adults then.
But so they're old people.
There's only
now
one that is an adult now that was a child.
But most of them are from old people now,
older than
potentially
40
with
or
some
50,
sort
yes
of sundowns or.
All the testimonials come from people who are older than 40 or 50 at this point.
When did they say they lived in?
The 90s.
As an adult.
The 90s were a wild time.
So they'd be like 60 now. Suffering through that Alzheimer's.
What do you define as?
Well, the 90s was 30 years ago. So I'm just generalizing them as 30.
Did you just say that if... Hold on. Let me get this straight. Did you just say that they were living there as a kid in the 90s? And now they're 60.
No, he said they're adults in the 90s.
I'm saying most of the testimonials come from adults that were adults when they were living or knowing people that lived in Dublin, Wisconsin.
In the 90s. So this is around in the 90s.
Most of the testimonials of people from people living there come from experiences that were had in the 90s.
So Seinfeld was raging.
Oh, sorry, 80s. Sorry, 80s.
Get your fucking facts together.
80s to early 90s.
So Dublin, this whole thing takes place in the 80s, hypothetically.
If we had a document to look at that would tell us that, I'm sure that's what it
would
say.
And we have people that were adults in the 80s and 90s telling us now about their experience. They're older, so I'm assuming they're grandparent-esque now.
Yeah, I was born in the 80s, so...
But you just said they were adults in the 80s.
Right, what I'm saying is... Anybody who is at least 10 years older than I am is not a fucking grandparent.
No, but you would have been like...
Even 20.
If they were adults in the 80s, I'm going to say they're probably 30.
Okay, hold on.
So fast track that 40 years to 70.
Let me get us on a different track real quick. When you say the town vanished, like, you're talking...
Thank you.
Everything in the city is gone.
Nothing.
Like, the houses that were there are no longer there.
Nothing. No structures, no evidence of structures, no evidence of plumbing,
I'm
streets,
not crazy, right?
Is there any talk of natural disasters? Did they live by a dam?
Actually, they live in an area that is notorious for opening and then like setting up a dam and then rerouting said river by demolishing the dam.
So a dam knocked the town out?
That is one of the theories.
So these testimonials, do these people go to the police for these testimonials or like journalists?
No, it's actually live journal.
This is actually more of like somebody.
It's on their Zanga account.
Honestly, most of these testimonials, it seems like they came from people who like, there was a question about, like, somebody's like, does anyone remember Dublin, like Wisconsin? And then a testimony was like, oh yeah, like I'm like, my husband was stationed there. I just kind of, he would go in there every day for work and then come out and he was military and da 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 da.
Okay, so it was a military town.
It was. It was very much a military town. And
Did they have any crazy experiments that happened? They're like, we need to kill all these fucking zombies we accidentally made.
It actually was, according to the reports, it was an R&D section military town.
Now I'm going to ask again. This took place in the 80s.
80s to 90s, yes.
Okay. And a lot of your testimonials...
This town vanished in the 90s.
And a lot of your testimonials are from people who were adults at that time. Mm-hmm. So what would you say the average adult age then is?
So if I'm 35...
So you're saying these people that get the testimonials were 35 at the time of living there?
No, I'm saying they were adults, which means 18 or older.
Fine, they're 18. Which means now...
What's 20 plus 35, Mike?
Where'd you get 20 from?
What's 20? That's more than 18.
Okay, so I think we're on the same path, but like, I'm not... When I was 18, I wouldn't say I was an adult. It's a horrible idea.
But you legally are. Like, literally, guess, legally are.
I guess, yeah. So if there are 18
war
then...
War were declared.
If there are 18 then, they're roughly around 50-ish now.
Correct.
Okay,
math.
So, when did they give the testimonials? Do we know that?
Question. Hold on.
I think you're focusing on
the wrong parts. Yep.
You're worried about these testimonials, but I think I'm asking the real questions here.
Well, if we know,
I'm one. Actually,
if we know when
before
they,
you go any further, what's the end goal you're trying to get to here?
Because if we figure out when they gave the testimonials, if we know this happened within the.
I'm not saying they gave them in the 80s and 90s.
No, but if let's say, for example, you have the information that says, oh, yeah, they gave these testimonials like 1997. I'm just throwing out a year.
What you're getting at, Mike, is that, yes, more than likely it doesn't exist and they're all wrong.
Well, no, but like
if that's what you're trying to get
at. If they gave these testimonials in like, again, I'm just going to say the year 1997 because it's first that comes to my brain. If they give these testimonials at that year and... They're recanting a time from like 1992. That means there's a 5-year gap between this place vanishing and them moving out with their lice. So their memory is relatively fresh. And with it, we have a 5-year period to figure out what happened. That I'm trying to figure out timeline is what I'm trying to piece together. That's
would you
what
like
I'm trying
to hear
to
the testimonials?
Do we have a date to them by chance? Or is it just a testimonial, no date, like when it was given?
Here, let me look.
Okay. I would like to hear the testimony, yes.
I would love to hear the date on this more than...
Because we get to know the timeline!
This very real testimonial that we are about to hear.
All right, this one came from 5 years ago.
Ooh. Okay, go ahead.
There's a bunch surrounding it, but this is the excerpt that actually has to do with...
2019, he had COVID brain.
Captain's log.
So this is, again, this is just, it's taken out. So there were comments or something said around this, but it says, I think you make a good point, but Doveland was very real. My father used to mention it occasionally before he passed. And the only reason I remember it is because I found it ironic that a town named Doveland was populated by almost exclusively military personnel and their families. I will dig around for a shirt when back home next September. If I remember correctly, the town was built as a part of a Project Sanguine in the mid to late 60s. Maybe everyone left when the project was canceled, but I thought something went very, very wrong. You can only dig up that much turf for so long, you're bound to have problems.
Hmm. So what's Sanguine? Because I've heard that
project
word.
Project Sanguine?
Well, I know I've heard Sanguine before. Sanguine Bond. Well, magic.
So it's Project Sanguine. It's a military project.
Well, no, I mean, what does sanguine mean?
The blood. Word sanguine. Of blood. Sanguine means having to do with blood.
And they're digging?
They were.
Blood of the earth? Oil?
I'm guessing that was the way they went.
So maybe they were an oil refinery-esque place, and they were digging for oil, and they fucked everything up. They fracked too hard, and they destroyed the fucking land, because that's a thing that happens.
God, those fracking fracks.
Do you want to know what the project was?
Mm-hmm.
So Project Sanguine was a U.S. military operation, essentially where they would... Wow, I do say essentially a lot. Mm-hmm. Where they tried to develop a way to communicate with submarines, nuclear submarines, through the earth as opposed to over the airwaves to hide their signal from everybody else.
That does not sound... Man, there were a bunch of weirdos in the 60s. How does that work?
Well, they send it through... Oh, my God. I think they send it through a different frequency that can penetrate the fucking earth, and they send it subnautically, sub-terra, I guess, and that's how it hits these submarines. So you're not intercepting these radio waves that go over the surface; they're going through the earth, and the submarines are tuned to a specific frequency, and they've got these special fucking.
But that's a lot of earth you're digging through.
Yeah, you're
right. I don't know if that. I mean, I believe you because I know nothing of it.
Right.
But even you talking about it does not sound feasibly possible.
I'm sure
but
all
I'm
of these
often
people,
wrong. So.
I'm sure the people that made this project had those questions as well, and I'm sure they answered them.
That's true.
But
NASA,
it's a real project.
Never a straight answer.
Project Sanguine is a real project that essentially, I fucking say that a lot. God. It allowed us to communicate with our nuclear submarines without
I wonder if it was
fear
like a,
of interception.
I wonder if they use like Richter scale as technology. That would kind of make sense.
Well, one thing is like I feel like if the town was like around for like a couple years at least, you know, like some amount of time, somewhere on some map, it has to be there.
Yeah,
right?
Like an old map.
Area
right?
Fucking 51 is on a map.
It's on Google Maps.
Right.
Actually.
You would it would have to be on it because it did.
You know what is not on a map though? Dulce Base.
It's also not real.
I don't think the story's real. I do think that there is
there's a building. I bet there are bases that we don't know about that aren't
on
the
Colorado Airport.
Like there's so many things that we could allude to and there's no proof for it, and that's why this is so fascinating to me because it's a whole fucking town.
But this existed.
You can actually Google Doveland, Wisconsin, and there are shirts.
Now there are, yes.
Yeah.
But there were shirts like back in the 80s.
Yeah, but if this existed like as an innocent town at some point, it would be on a map.
Then on some map, there might, yeah, I mean.
It, like, literally.
Can we get a map?
Unless the military.
Can you draw us a picture, Mel?
Unless the military
have a map.
Needed to hide it.
If you want to go ahead and look through that and find not that, because it's not on there.
I don't know where the fuck Doveland is.
No one does, and it's not on the map. So, here are the prevalent theories of what fucking happened.
Are you on the historychannel.com?
I am. This was done by the History Channel.
Yeah, it's kind of cool.
Like this is not. It's not a small thing. Apparently,
no Reddit story. This is a History Channel.
Oh,
yeah. Story.
Fucking remember this place.
I find it neat when you come across like sites like History Channel for some reason. You're like, oh shit, the History Channel.
Okay.
I did. I was looking stuff up for Project Pegasus, and a fucking NBC article came up. I'm like, fucking NBC covered this,
dude. It's
fucking
weird.
Oprah
talked about this.
Oprah, bro? Ellen?
So here are the theories. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to go down the theories, and then we can talk about which one we think is...
Aliens? My mom said aliens.
Janine, hold on to that. Hold on to that. That's a big one.
There's a bomb.
So just to recap, we have a town full of people that remember... Or we have a bunch of people that remember this town existed, people who lived there. However, there are no records whatsoever, which means either people just don't remember, but they're all misremembering exactly the fucking same thing, or it's been scrubbed from the web, or this just didn't happen at all.
It could be a...
First theory.
Mm-hmm.
It was destroyed by an earthquake. How do we feel about that?
No, because it would still be on a map.
Also, there's no fault lines that run under... The majority.
I could kind of see maybe because you mentioned before that the project had them drilling into the earth.
Yeah.
Maybe it caved in.
So Project Sanguine, again, that did take place in many places in Wisconsin. So I could see somebody hitting something, maybe a sinkhole.
I wonder if that's why Wisconsin has so many cave systems, because they have a lot of cave systems in Wisconsin.
They used to have a lot of towns.
Mole people.
So earthquake. How do we feel about earthquake?
No.
Bad?
Out. Bad.
Out.
Wrong. That wouldn't explain why there's no merch.
Earthquake would leave debris.
And not only that, but that wouldn't erase the history.
Well, biggest one, there are no fault lines that would cause an earthquake running under Wisconsin.
Yeah. No, that's out. No.
So like scientifically, it's not possible.
Yeah, get rid of it.
So, okay, how about sinkholes?
Yetis. Oh,
again,
fuck.
I'm going to say sinkhole. No, because there would still be some sort of...
That's a big fucking hole, right?
Sinkhole?
Not only that, but it would
still be there.
There would be a hole. We're forgetting.
There would be a hole, yeah.
We're forgetting that if it was a natural disaster, that doesn't affect someone putting it on a fucking map back in the day. This would have to be like a government, like military base that wanted to keep quiet and out of the public's
entirely
view to not be put on a map. Because there is no reason for an earthquake destroyed city to not be on a map.
To be fair, there are plenty of those. Like,
You can find them on old maps, though. Archived maps.
And yes. Finland. Or, at this point, Google Maps.
Yeah, exactly.
Isn't Finland not on maps?
That's just a myth.
There's a whole subreddit dedicated to Tanzania not being on maps that I am a part of.
Or, Tahir?
Pretty sure Madagascar isn't really.
What's that place from the guy we covered?
Oh,
John something another.
No. Tamron Set was a part of it. Someone from...
It's like Tamaret or something like that.
Yeah.
Keep going. I got it
from the place that didn't exist.
I got it like right here. Just keep talking.
Okay. So we're out on the sinkhole earthquake theory, right?
Yeah, 100%.
I did mention that this place...
Tared.
Correct.
John Zergis.
Lemuria.
John Zegris. That's right. Oh my God. I forgot about that.
We covered that.
We did. That's the episode he's talking about.
I remember... Clear as day.
Okay, so I mentioned dams, right?
Yeah.
Over 900 dams have been built in the state of Wisconsin.
Damn.
A lot of them. I was waiting for one of you chuckle fucks. Over the years, a lot have been removed or abandoned.
Damn.
In the past, Wisconsin has experienced dams bursting, leading to large-scale flooding and destruction or near destruction of several different towns in the past.
See, water makes sense to me because if a dam were to like fully come through, like let's say like whatever like valley or wherever this was, like it would wash away everything.
But
there'd be nothing left.
Doesn't explain
the foundation would still be there.
Why it's not on maps.
But nature heals pretty quickly, right?
You're not.
Nature does reclaim very quickly.
But that doesn't explain why it's not on maps. Why would a dam get it off a map? It's already made.
Well, you see,
you can't
water
wash away map.
Washes away ink.
Ooh, maps. Here, okay, I just thought of this.
But
what if this town was a military base, only existed for a couple of years, and nobody made a map of the state of Wisconsin in that time?
It's very possible that because they were a military base, they were like, hey, like we might not be here for longer than a year, so like you map makers don't need to put us on the map. Like there's probably one road in and one road out. It doesn't matter. You can't access it anyways. Like but I don't know. I don't know shit about dick.
I don't know shit about Fug.
That's the thing. That's the beauty of this, though, is nobody does. So we're just left to like
still disagree with that. Yeah, don't know.
So you're out on the.
Well, let's hear your.
I'm
theory.
Out on anything
let's
supernatural.
Let's hear your third.
I got two more.
I'm out on anything.
Two more
natural.
Serious ones.
Let's.
Two more serious theories.
Let's hear them.
So the next one is that Dublin vanished, might have been destroyed due to a military science experiment gone horribly wrong.
Now this I'm here for.
I figured. As we've said, so as it's come to fruition that this was a military, apparently Dublin, Wisconsin was a military town. Almost all the stories that come from Dublin, Wisconsin are from people who either were in the military, married to somebody in the military, but all the stories confirm that whoever was involved was also involved with the military. Hmm. So, military science experiment gone horribly wrong. What do we think?
I think it's more plausible.
I don't think it's horribly wrong. I would almost say maybe ran its course and then they packed up and left.
Or not horribly wrong, but it was supposed to do that.
Or they were fucking around with the fucking fractured little web of time that we call fucking
the Madam Web of Time.
No,
and it just fucked them.
They just blipped out of existence. They were like, "Hey,
that still don't explain the maps."
It could.
Military science experiment gone horribly wrong.
How do you know that it wasn't time traveling and it didn't alter the course of time, and
or it was never put on a map on purpose because it was never supposed to be found.
But Area 51 was put on maps and that wasn't supposed to be found.
And I'm almost 100% convinced that it was put on a map because it was supposed to be found.
Almost positive Area 51 is a big ruse.
It's the fucking red herring.
Hey, what are we doing over here, everybody?
We found it!
Look at this thing that it's got a secret.
No, it's Area 52 we have to worry about.
It's Area 69.
Hey. So, military experiment.
I do like that idea.
I think military experiment feels better than most of the other ones.
It feels right coming from the people on this podcast.
Right,
sure.
Right.
It feels better. It's my comfort.
It feels good on the whole.
It's my cum zone. Yeah. Next theory. It's very similar that it was a military town that ceased to exist simply because the war ended.
Again, no.
So it was made in the 60s.
So you're saying war were declared.
It were declared.
But then it weren't declared.
It weren't declared.
War weren't declared.
No, because that doesn't make sense. Because why would
what war happen?
Janine, I swear to God, if you keep talking like that, what war would have happened?
The Cold War, the Korean War.
Yeah, I was gonna say, what are we talking? The
68.
So Vietnam.
So wait, you're telling me that this place popped up in the 60s?
Yeah.
Apparently, this place was founded in the 60s.
Okay, that changes so many things, because I thought we were talking about the 90s.
Disappeared.
The 80s to
disappeared in the 90s, no.
Okay, so it was from the 60s. Wow, that gives us a way bigger time frame here.
Oh, yeah.
That doesn't make sense, though. Why would they make it in the 60s and then after 30 years be like, war's over. Abandon the town that you've lived in for 30 years.
What war?
Years.
I'm so happy you the Cold got War? There so fast.
Vietnam?
Yeah, the Cold War, where no troops were deployed.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense. Why wouldn't they just convert that city to a
well, you see, back when I was in Nam,
Agent Orange,
they stationed me in Doveland, and then
yeah, and why would that matter? Why would they build a? That doesn't make any sense.
Why would it pop up in the 60s? Yeah. And then disappear in the 90s.
That one's out, 100%. That doesn't make no sense.
I can't say 100%. I would say 99% of like abandoned military bases. Guess what, guys? There's evidence.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah.
There's shit still there. There's concrete buildings. There's rusting equipment. Again, there's nothing in where Dublin is supposed to be. Nothing.
Did they make a Stargate?
Ooh.
Now we're talking. Now we are getting to the realm of things that I want to get
Stargate,
into.
Is it a portal?
But how would the Stargate, unless it is a giant portal for the city, absorb all of the evidence?
I don't know how that shit works.
Structures.
Do you know how that shit works? Are you a fucking...
I mean, I watched Stargate Atlantis a while ago.
Physicist.
With Jason Momoa. He was in Stargate.
He was in Stargate.
Ah, Mimosas.
Yeah, he was in Stargate.
I love...
Quaid. Which Quaid?
Dennis?
Dennis? Quaid?
I don't know.
No, Randy Quaid.
The only,
Randy
Quaid? The crazy one. Definitely not Randy Quaid.
Okay, that's fair.
That's Uncle Eddie.
There's a video of him. I wish I could find it. And anyone listening, if you find the video of Randy Quaid, send it to theloodypod@gmail.com. It's a video of Randy Quaid. And he's just like, the aliens are coming for you.
And that's it. He just like gibbers for, and it's the funniest fucking thing.
Next theory. Dublin's residents all moved away because the economy failed.
Again,
that sounds like the most plausible. However, it doesn't. You would see, I was going to say that. Yeah, that was what I was going to say.
Yeah. I will. Okay, so here, this is the very last one.
Meat snake?
This is the last one I'm going to share.
Meat snake.
And this one actually ties everything up very neatly, if I do say so myself.
Gun.
No.
Nuke.
Gun.
Dublin does still exist. It's still there. It's just invisible.
Like I could just run into an invisible building, like yeah. A Wonder Woman in her plane.
Can we and get a drawing, though?
And no, actually. This is the one thing you cannot get a drawing of. But the theory here is it's not opaque. There might be a telltale shimmer.
Ah.
But the theory here is that there is something happening
on the third
area.
Night of the full moon. You can see just a bit of the drugstore down the street.
The old Walgreens will appear on the 53rd moon of the year.
The aliens have blessed us with technology once again, and this time they are hiding a whole town from existence. Why they are hiding the town of Doveland, Wisconsin, is a mystery.
It's their own.
Thank you, Anunnaki, for coming to Earth, hiding Doveland, Wisconsin, out of all places, and giving us this nice little story to talk about on our podcast.
Yeah.
I really owe most of the things I talk about to the Anunnaki.
I would like to thank
our overlords.
I would like to thank our overlords from Spegmar 9.
Yes.
I'm not sure
That's the last one.
That is the last one. These are the only theories that people have come up with.
Here's my theory, and I'm going to put it to sleep after this.
That's fine. That's what I want.
This is all made up.
Theories.
It's all made up, and it's on the internet. It's not real.
As much as I love...
None of it makes sense.
As much as I love aliens and I love supernatural shit, I really want to just chalk this one up to like the government just like fucking around and finding out.
It could be that. Mine's even simpler. I do think this is simply the Mandela effect.
I like that too, actually. I do like that one quite a bit, where I just think a bunch of people are like remembering something that like maybe they dreamed about or like...
Yeah.
The weird thing for me, though, is that most Mandela effects surround something that does exist.
Right, right.
Like Nelson Mandela or the Flintstones.
I wouldn't even call that. I probably wouldn't call this a Mandela effect then. I would probably call this something different.
To me, this is group hallucination.
Isn't there a word for that? Like deja vu, but it's called something else?
Oh, fuck.
Dijon
Mandic.
Well, so I think it might be a Mandela effect type of thing, but I think it's people. What's the word I'm looking for? You know how you play the game of telephone where if I say something, eventually it's going to be fucked up down the line? I think that happened with Dublin, Ohio.
And it just turned into Dublin, Wisconsin.
Yes.
I think
Or Loveland.
I think
Because where's Loveland at?
Not far.
Is that Where's Loveland at again?
Look it up on the map. You'll
Why
see.
Do I want to say Pennsylvania, but I'm not
sure.
Yeah,
that's what I'm
Look
thinking.
Up Loveland, Wisconsin.
Loveland, Wisconsin.
Yeah, it's Ohio.
Loveland's Ohio. But there is a Loveland,
It literally
Wisconsin.
Takes up the... you can find four separate places.
Yeah, look at
take
that.
Take up the majority of the westernmost edge of fucking Lake Michigan.
Loveland.
Yeah, because the Loveland Frogman's from Ohio in Loveland.
But there's Loveland in Wisconsin.
No, I get that.
I think
that's not the question that was asked.
I think bad at directions.
I think people just mistaked Loveland for Dublin, and the internet ran with it.
That's what I think it was, and I think conspiracy. Because
it's super fun.
I fucking love it.
Super fun.
I had so much fun with this because I don't think I was ever looking for a real place, but I thought I was, and like I tried to find any information about this that I could because it fucking hooked me, and I think conspiracy theorists found this. Or someone, like you said, mistakenly said the wrong thing. And then all of a sudden we have this whole like, well, where's Dublin, Wisconsin? Why doesn't it exist anymore?
Yeah.
But it's like, it's fucking cool.
I do like it's just fun. It is fun and cool. And you don't get a clean answer, which adds to the mystery, even though it's one of those like, if you hear hooves, think horses, not zebras.
Yeah.
It's more than likely the Loveland
Wisconsin incident, but that makes sense. It's still fun to think the other
way,
too.
But look at everything that just came out of this.
I'm very glad that you guys decided you were going to do topics that were much longer than the one I was going to.
Perfect, because we are
let's get on to it. Yeah, let's get on to yours. Thank you for yours, Jason. That was very, very fun.
Both of yours, very, very interesting. I hope mine is going to be more of a, like, you figure it out kind of thing for the audience, but they'll find out in a second.
That's fine. Cheers, guys.
They'll also fuck around. Ooh. And find out.
Ah.
You just gotta want it.
My throat balls.
Throat and let yourself have it.
My throat them.
Yeah.
Throat them.
All right. So.
Correctly. That's your uvula,
yeah,
by the
throat
way.
Them, yeah.
I actually want to talk about something that was found on Reddit that I thought was really interesting. It's very short. There's not a whole lot for me specifically to talk about, but I thought maybe I'd read a few of the posts I found. I'm going to explain what this is, and then we can just talk about it.
Bet.
Right?
Love it. Love it.
So I was fucking around and finding out, and I found out about a subreddit called Subreddit Simulator.
Oh, fuck yeah.
okay. So I've Subreddit Simulator. If you've never seen Subreddit Simulator, it is a wild speed run of what I would like to call Skynet.
Oh, good. God.
That sounds
so
fun.
For some reason, us as humans want to speed run getting to that point.
To the point where we have a company. We have a company in the world named Skynet.
Yes.
Yeah.
Did you not learn?
We also have Umbrella Corporation, by the way.
Yeah.
I dislike both of those things.
Yep.
I'm not sure which one I dislike
Umbrella's
more, I guess. But either way, let me just like read you the description of what Subreddit Simulator is. So it says, what is this and how does it work? So this is a fully automated subreddit that generates random submissions and comments using Markov chains, which if you guys remember our episode, we talked about what Markov chains are.
What was that one in?
It was the really fucking
The Markovian
the parallax.
Parallax.
Yeah, Markovian denigrate. Parallax denigrate. Yeah.
And basically what that means is that basically they're using chains to create AI-generated posts and then comments on those posts. So each bot that is in this
engagement
subreddit,
posts. Cool.
They are assigned to a different subreddit already, okay? And I can actually go through like quite a bit of these subreddits, and they're probably ones that most of you guys are part of. If you use Reddit, there's like some general subreddits that just like I feel
Purple
like everyone
Cocoa.
Is a part of. However, this subreddit is intended to be watched
Purple Cocoa,
and not interacted with.
I'm sorry, I gotta say, go look at r/Purple Cocoa. It's electrical outlets in places that they do not belong. It's
oh,
the
nope.
funniest
nope.
thing.
Oh, that makes me so angry.
It's so funny.
And I know you two know this because I fucking yelled about the fact that there was no outlet on that goddamn pillar downstairs.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was stupid. Anyways, so basically, people aren't supposed to interact with this subreddit. They're simply there to watch it because the bots are doing the posting, the commenting. You just kind of look at what is happening.
So and it's like you're simulating that you're a lurker on Reddit.
Yeah.
Yeah. And but this is the thing, though. The posts and the comments are just fucking outrageous.
Yeah. Do they comment like
actually,
Redditors or are they like structured?
So each bot is, like I said, assigned to a different subreddit. So what it does is the bot learns from the subreddit that it's a part of.
Oh my! So it
and
literally emulates the fucking Reddit community.
So what it does is it sees what's being posted in this specific subreddit, and then it either posts or comments with the general trends of that subreddit at the time, right?
Okay.
Now I will say, for the sake of things, if you're gonna follow this, you can follow it still, but it stopped about 3 years ago. It just doesn't post anymore.
Does
so.
It make sense though? Like if,
no,
if...
no, not at all. It does okay. not. Just I will get there. I okay. promise. This is how the comments and submissions are created. So the text for the titles and comments are generated using Markov chains, like I mentioned, and it's a random process that's trained from looking at real data. So if you've ever used a keyboard on your phone that tries to predict the word you're going to type next, those are often built using a similar a similar mechanic.
Okay.
Basically, you feed a bunch of sentences, and even though it has no understanding of the meaning of the text, it picks up on patterns like word A is often followed by word B, and then when you want to generate a new sentence, it walks its way through from the start of a sentence to the end of one, picking sequences of words that it knows are valid based on the initial analysis. So generally, short sequences of words in the generated sentences will make sense, but often not the whole thing, which you'll see very shortly here.
So like,
so
let me segments just, are okay. Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, let's see what you're talking about. Real quick, I'm going to just go over some like subreddits that these bots are a part of. So we've got Ask Science, PC Master Race, Funny, Pics, Movies, Music, Books, Food, Trees. Like all of these are the slash generic, R's, right? Yeah. You've got /r/4chan.
/4chan.
I haven't looked at any of that one's posts, but I can't imagine.
I don't think that's allowed to be on the internet.
But you've got like Bitcoin, Pokemon, NFL, soccer, anime, video games, sex, yeah. Squared Circle, Libertarian, just like
all the most obnoxious people.
All of these different ones, you know what I'm saying? Like all the like subreddits you see on like the homepage of Reddit all the time, right?
Right.
So that being said, I have this filtered by hot posts, like the most popular ones, right? So the first one is a picture of a robot sitting at a computer desk, and it says human resources above it. It's all right. Funny. And it just says, look at these two AI humans that arrived at the human waste.
Is this fucking AI humor?
It's literally an AI made a picture, made the comment or the title of the post. And then there's 232 comments because every single bot that was in this gave their comment based on whatever subreddit they were a part of.
So do the comments make sense, though?
No, nothing makes sense.
You'll just see this thing about the robots.
So this is from the undeleted subreddit. I'd rather not say, as I don't want that. You don't want to deal with criminals without murdering them. It doesn't matter whether lawmakers know anything about the end of the United States to have it laundered. Question mark? This is from the motorcycles subreddit. The obvious being to spin that crankshaft, hence then being able to go on sale or close out. A few abrasions on my hands because you are reading the long level.
I am under the impression that crankshaft is not a real thing. People in the
that's
auto.
What you're getting from this?
People in the auto industry made up the word crankshaft, man. For fun.
The details Mike gets hung up on are fucking hilarious.
It's made up for fun and to make you giggle.
It's just like, and you can tell that like a lot of the pictures are AI generated as well, because like this next one is this was posted by the Photoshop Battles bot, and it's just a man rolling like those rolls of tape that you put into like a receipt machine.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it's like gigantic.
Just
like,
big old it's a fucking spool of paper.
Yeah, it's literally a spool of paper, and it just says Photoshop battle. Donnie in the back of a hot tub.
What? Uh-huh.
And then, like,
new band name.
Let's read a couple comments, shall we? All right. So this is from the I don't know why the Photoshop Battles bot commented on its own post immediately, but it says, "Came here looking for a day. I think they just made me. LOL." And then literally posts a picture.
That's not okay.
To another it posts its own picture to an imager link of what looks like a Photoshopped Michael Jackson standing next to a kid with a bloody nose.
Yep.
Oh God, it's sentient. It's doing it.
And then Ask Reddit's bot says, friendship was strained after that to now work a normal day. I need to put together a list of ex-lovers. My grandma passed away from the plants and the intensifying of religious scrutiny in the morning. Pee on everything.
Dude, these are...
This is what the whole subreddit is. The most wild posts.
Interesting.
Can you save this? I would love to make music to these lyrics.
You said they stopped
I am not
this.
Even kidding.
Yeah, I mean, I fucking subbed to the Reddit because I was like, all right.
You said they stopped this about 3 years ago?
Yeah, the last post is from 3 years ago. I don't know if the people just stopped the bots or turned them off or whatever.
I would be super fascinated to see what would happen if these bots were integrated with like ChatGPT nowadays or something.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I was just thinking that.
There might be a Reddit lot more cohesive, I feel.
Oh, well, that's scary. But yeah, I think honestly, like, I don't know. I'm sure maybe there is a subreddit for that.
I don't even know if this is good.
I know what our next episode is. We'll talk after.
All right.
Go ahead.
I don't even know if this is possible, but if you can connect like ChatGPT to a Reddit bot and just designate it to a single Reddit
100%
a subreddit, and it will learn from all of that in a much more cohesive way than that would.
Half the subreddits are moderated by bots.
Well, that's what I'm saying too. Like when I started this, I mentioned the whole like speed running to fucking Skynet, mm-hmm. but that's exactly like the basis of this is like probably what put ChatGPT. Yeah. To where it is,
yep,
in just a more cohesive manner, you know, like shit, like, oh man, there's so many things I want to say. We'll save it for the after show.
Bonus, the after, all that. Yes, oh my god, and also maybe next week if we're doing, you'll
right,
yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. It's just I know there's not really a whole lot to talk about on this one because it's more of like a
fascinating,
maybe
like,
go check this out kind of deal.
No, I'm going to spend like the last hour I have awake in me today probably looking at this.
Well, it's okay,
like
a case study. Last thing I want to do is a bot made a video and I didn't actually watch it because...
Do you want to hook it up to the Bluetooth? And
Here, let's let this ad run.
Let the
real
penis
quick.
People...
The penis people.
I'm so curious as to like what this... I hope it's an actual like AI-generated ad.
This is the AI stuff is very fascinating to me because,
okay,
like,
to be honest, this is a 13-minute video.
Oh,
and
yeah,
we're
not doing that.
I think it actually just linked a video. I think it just literally found a random video on YouTube and linked it.
Yeah. AI stuff like that is fascinating to me because, like, I hate it, but I'm
so mixed.
So fascinated by it at the exact same time.
I'm so mixed.
You know what I think would make more sense?
Bonus.
If we really get deeper into AI in our bonus.
Yep. Yeah, that makes more sense.
Can I,
you know, where they,
let's talk about this
before
more
we
first.
Close this out. I have one more interesting thing that I didn't want to make a whole topic about, but I do want to bring up to the people.
You don't
to want go to
talk
look
more
up.
About how there's just a whole subreddit of bots talking to each other?
No, we're going to talk about that. But okay. No, this is this is all I'm going to say on this thing, but I highly recommend everyone go to this site because it is truly, I am not exaggerating when I say this is the modern day Library of Alexandria.
I'm listening.
It is the libraryofbabel.info.
Oh, you are, yeah, 100%.
Where it has every single letter combination, word written.
Look it up. It is the most fascinating thing in the world.
Seriously.
Every combination of every letter,
word,
anything sentence, known to man that could ever be and will be,
you'll find
is
it.
On there. You could type in something that you think is vastly original, and it'll be like, yeah, I got that in book 12, section 64.
Yeah.
There. Go look it up.
Yeah.
Yep.
It is the most, truly, I've spent hours to the point where I have it bookmarked on my phone. I just go on there when I'm bored and just look shit up.
It's the reason that we know that originality and creativity is truly dead.
It's
truly dead.
One of the most fascinating things I've ever been on. Library of Babel. Go there.
Yeah.
That's all. That's
if you
the last
just
want
to be sad about creativity going forward, go there.
Actually, I wouldn't say that. A lot of creativity in the soul. There's someone I saw on Twitter today. Someone said, "I did not believe in the human soul until I saw AI make art without it."
That's fine. I just learned that we've already exhausted all of the combinations of notes that makes music sound good.
Deluded.com.
Not to leave you with a sad note.
Where can they find us so they can hear us talk about AI?
Deluded.com. On our bonus?
Patreon.com.
Yeah, patreon.com/deludedpod and deluded.com. If you just want to hear regular stuff, you can just follow the links on our website, deluded.com, to our like Spotify, our socials, our Twitter,
guys,
our Instagram,
our YouTube.
Facebook.
We've come a long way. We are so easy to find now.
Yeah, we are literally
easy.
Go on any website and type in either DeludiPod or Don't Look Under the Internet, and you will find us. Jason, what do you have to say to people?
Guys,
you heard it. That's it, Doug. No, Jason, what do you have to say?
As fucking always, stay paranoid, but also be on the lookout for towns that shouldn't exist. I mean, they should be pretty obvious.
Yeah,
to
don't
find.
Bump into that invisible wall. That
they're either invisible, not real, or in the past. You'll know one of the three. Doug.
I just want all of our listeners to give a round of a slapping peens and beans to each other for how great of a turnout Dilutython
had. Yes!
I know we gushed about it quite a bit.
We're going to keep doing it.
But, and as funny as I want to be right now, I am humbled and in awe of what we've accomplished in 3 years. So yes. it really makes me happy. So I love you guys. All of you are fucking awesome. Thank you for the donations. Thank you for coming out. Thank you for just watching a little bit. Even if it was like 5 minutes of your time, it all makes a difference, and it really does. It really means a lot to all of us. So
I'm watching the messages on Discord come in saying how much of a good time it was, from especially from one of the people that we just ripped a new asshole all fucking day. You were a great sport. We fucking love you. It's poor.
It's poor.
Janine, thank you for the support. And everybody else who is not messaging us currently, thank you so much for joining us. We have already been talking about next March. We are planning, yeah. We're planning on attempting to plan something similar again. We learned a lot. We know where we failed.
I will say in advance, if it's in March, great. If it's not, we're still doing it at some point. Yeah. I don't know when.
It'll happen.
And I would like to say, much like Aragorn, son of Arathorn, and Legolas Greenleaf over there had their fellowship, it's nice to know that I have my fellowship, minus Matt.
Also, if you subscribe to the pod or the Patreon or the Fourth Wall, you can hear me just rip Lord of the Rings a new asshole.
Yeah.
Because
Because he's
only
wrong.
One of us Bye. Here like it.
He's wrong. So.
Bye. I did.
He's wrong.
I can see.
Bye.
I can see.
He's trying to get
wrong.
Out of it so hard.
Bye.
Welcome back to Inner Night. We'd like to join the celebration and say fuck cancer. Also, Mr. Allen, you left the stove on and your windows need cleaning. Also, we what? All these squares make a circle. 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 All these squares make a circle.
All these squares make a circle. All these squares make a circle. All these squares make a circle. All these squares make a circle. All these squares make a circle. All these squares make a circle. All these squares make a circle.
Hey, get out of here.
Next, don't tell me what to do! Beep!